And this portion of AM 930's Spotlight on Oberlin is brought to you by the North Coast Building Industries Association, sponsoring community service projects, providing education to members and the community, and promoting cost-effective housing for all people, the North Coast BIA. And we have Executive Officer Judy Docks this morning. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning.
So part of being the BIA, not only the members kind of know about each other, but you work on projects for the community, right? It's about sometimes giving back to the community or being an important part in the community, right?
Absolutely. Every year we try to do something for a different charity. For example, we had a fundraiser for Friendship APL and raised quite a bit of money for them, as well as our members brought in dog food, anything that could be, or cat food, anything that they could use at the APL. We've done Second Harvest Food Bank, and this year we will be doing Blessing House, which is, I believe, in Lorain or Sheffield Township. So we get together at night for like a networking group, and then just have, you know, talk to each other, have some fun, have the person that we're trying to raise funds for come in and talk a little bit about themselves.
Judy, how does one become a member? Who should become a member?
Anyone that can do anything to help the building industry, whether you're a mortgage broker, an insurance company, plumber, electrician, of course, builders, remodelers, but anything that you can do to help build a house, excavating companies, health insurance is a good member to have, because some of these companies are small businesses that probably are in need of insurance. But anything that can help the consumer or help one of our members, and our members do business with members, so it's an important, you know, it's a family that tries to work together to help each other.
Yesterday you talked about how you make sure some businesses or members are different certifications, mm-hmm. different licenses, different insurances. Is that part of the screening process when someone approaches you?
Well, we do ask for their workers' comp and their insurance, certificate of liability insurance, for to come in with their application along with two references. And if they know someone that is at the BIA to be their sponsor, that is also helpful. That is then looked at by myself and the membership committee, brought to the board of directors. It's put out in our newsletter. So if there's any issues possibly with someone, they're brought to our attention before they actually become a member.
You talked about how there's all sorts of people that are involved in the building trades, anything like that. We're in Oberlin, where a lot of times, in fact, we talked with President Krizlov about the hotel at Oberlin, the eco-friendliness like that. That seems to be the green part. That seems to be another newer aspect of building. Are some members of yours embracing that sort of style or that kind of technique?
Absolutely. We have, I would say, 4 to 5 green certified builders. I have actually went through the class, and when I worked for the builder and I was certified, so you learn all about the different ways to seal the house, how to, they say, insulate right and ventilate, or insulate tight and ventilate right. So it's important to get that airflow and mixture going in and out of the house. There's all sorts of things, from the waste that's brought or made from building a house, that it can be reclaimed and reused somewhere else. All the appliances are, you know, Energy Star. We've had people do, actually we have one builder that did a net zero house, so it uses no,
it creates its own energy.
It creates its own energy.
Really?
We've got to go there.
Is there solar involved with that? Is that or do you
actually
know?
He is using solar shingles right now.
Okay.
So, and I think he's the only one certified to use those. So you can go on our website and see who our certified home builders are, or go on. Someone can call me if they want to find out more about it. Geothermal is a big thing. There's just all kinds of things that you can do and use.
Right.
Using that as a springboard, what would you say are some of the issues facing builders, home builders, either here in this area, statewide, or even nationwide?
Well, some of the things that the state and national have fought legislature on at the national level and at the state level is lowering the risk mortgage insurance premiums. The NAHB defeated the proposal to raise mortgage guarantee fees. The energy efficient home tax credit has been extended, and PMI tax deduction extended, and energy efficient remodeling tax credit has been extended. So in 2015, the National Association of Home Builders put a price of about $6,000 per home that's a savings to the consumer.
Because of the work you do.
Because of the work that the association and what we call the Federation, the National Association of Home Builders, has fought on Capitol Hill to bring awareness to the things that are keeping housing costs going up, when naturally there's a reason that they could stay level or decrease.
Well, there's always things in the economy that affect the home, not only the fact that, you know, people who they have enough for down payment or the mortgage situations, but also building supplies. Fuel goes up, transporting a lot of those supplies are increased, and those costs have to come somewhere, and they get passed on sometimes to the consumer, or sometimes obviously the builder has to work that into their budgets too.
Absolutely. And also it's important when you're working with a new home construction company to get your numbers, you know, line items for all of your housing included in the beginning at the contract, because that builder is making a contract for you at the price that the house is right now. So those things could change. It used to be maybe once a year the prices would go up April, May. Now they fluctuate all the way through the year. And you have to remember that they can't hold those prices for you until they actually have a contract for you. So some of the suppliers will say, okay, if you, you know, go ahead and order these things, we'll hold that price for you. So you have to really, you know, do your due diligence, but at the same time be aware that it could cost you more if you delay too. So.
Is that something that members can also benefit by being a member, maybe getting some expertise? Because you have longstanding builders who've been doing it for many years, and you have newer people that are getting into it. They get a little mentorship, or at least some sort of an idea from those who know, have gone through it before?
The active members certainly do talk to each other, the builders, and we have some builders that have been around for a long time that are willing to share their ideas with the younger members. There's also a Builders 20 Club, which is a national club of home builders that, say, come from 20 different states. And they can share their ideas without fear of competition, local competition.
Yeah.
So it's the more you know is the way to go.
Right.
You know, education is what it's all about with the building industry as well.
This is a trade where sometimes it's passed down to generations. Do you find that within the BIA there's different generations of the same family, either as competitors doing similar things or just taking over the family business?
A lot of it's just working in the family business. We have one builder that's five generations of the family. We have others that are, you know, 2 years, 3 years. It's all over the place. We have families that have two different companies. Sometimes it's not great to have a family-owned company. But in a lot of cases, they all support each other, whether they're together or apart. So it's a good thing. So we have brothers that are different building companies. We have landscapers that have different landscaping companies. So, and sometimes the kids don't want to follow in the parents' footsteps. So,
well, it just depends on whether they saw what their parents were going through. They thought, I'd like to do that. Or they think, you know, that's an industry I want to have nothing to do with. I want to try something different.
Especially if it happened in the last 10 years. You know, yeah. We went through a hard time and a lot of people changed. I changed professions from selling houses to being the executive officer of the North Coast BIA. So
this past season has been kind of mild. Were there more buildings going on? Did builders take advantage of this construction time during the off season?
Actually, You can build pretty much all year round, as long as the ground is not frozen. So, you know, they're busy, put it this way. We have events that we would love to have them come to, and they're so busy they just can't make it. Or they're exhausted, probably, and can't make it. So we are very, very busy.
Speaking of events, you've got a big one coming up at the Joint Vocational School. Talk about that.
At the Lorain County Joint Vocational School on Saturday, May 14th, we're having a home show, job fair. There'll be some crafts. There'll be things for kids to do. There's going to be a booth there from the North Coast BIA. So if you want to stop by, we will share our membership directory with you, as well as maybe help you find any kind of resource that you need to help yourself, your home or whatever.
Right. You mentioned landscaping, too. You'll probably have some landscapers and people involved.
Yes, we're hoping. We have been talking to a couple landscapers, so we're hoping that one of them will, again, they're so busy, although it's a Saturday and probably, you know, they maybe aren't busy at on the job, but they might be busy with something at home, too. So, right. And we're trying to be more respectful to that because we have a lot of younger members that have small children. And so we're trying to make our events a little bit more family-friendly. Things have changed over the years. It used to be you would have an event and people would stay long into the evening. That doesn't happen anymore so much. So we try to, you know, watch out our timing for different events, have family events, have, you know, membership events. We try to get a complete scope of what people would like to be involved in. Right.
If you want to keep your members, you have to kind of figure out what works best for them and kind of adapt to their lifestyle, too.
And engage to them. And there's different generations, so you have to reach out to the way people, the younger people like to work for a cause. Their family is very important. So you have to basically look at the different generations that you have in your association and then focus to what they would like to be engaged in.
Well, people can meet a lot of those people at the Joint Vocational School coming up on May 14th. What time does that begin?
Starts at 10 o'clock, and we'll be there until 5.
Okay. Well, we appreciate you stopping in this morning. Judy Docks, Executive Officer for the North Coast BIA. If people want to find out anything between now and then, where's a good place for them to check information?
Give me a call anytime, 440-934-1090. We're located in Sheffield Village, right off of Abbey Road. You can even stop into our office if you want more information. Visit our website at ncbi.com.